that kind of alerts me that I need to make sure I continue to walk.
Professing to be your guide to a better, healthier you.
I have no saddlebags to speak of now, and I did before. But it did take 4,132 miles to get rid of them.
They can elevate your look, your life, and everything in between.
It also measures galvanic skin response.
I don't even know what galvanic skin response is.
This is something
CNET senior editor Scott Stein says while many wearables are excellent at tracking personal data and delivering messages, their functions are still limited.
We were promised that these would be kind of like magic bands on our wrists. You know, you really expect, you know, in a world where you can talk to things and go into virtual reality, expectations are high.
By 2020, the wearables market is expected to be worth $34 billion, selling more than 400 million smart devices. That's one for every person in the United States and the pet dog.
There's a million wearables tracking what we do, but this one's changing what I do.
Manish Sethi created Pavlok, a $200 wearable device that allows you to shock yourself every time you engage in a bad habit.
So it's a minor zap. I call it a tap.
Sethi says if you zap yourself for 5 days while engaging in the bad behavior, you can retrain your brain and break the habit.
When you add the zap yourself, it helps you become aware.
You say it's changing what we do. Is it enough to change a behavior?
It's not enough. You have to want to do it, for example. It's a tool to help you in your habit change process.
And do they really keep shocking themselves?
Only like that's for 5 days. It's only 5 days.
But you still have to shock yourself for five
yeah.
days. How long is it really broken for in 5 days?
I don't want to say that we break a bad habit in 5 days. I'm not claiming that we break a bad habit in 5 days. I'm saying that in 5 days, many of our users find that they don't need to wear the Pavlok anymore, that they've gotten over that initial hump.
Social psychologist Heidi Grant Halverson is skeptical such a device would have a lasting impact.
You know, this is a case where, frankly, if it's shocking you too much, you can take it off. And we don't know whether or not that actually will create real behavior change. And there's really reason to believe that the minute you take the thing off, all of that bad habits are going to come rushing back.
No matter what the wearable device, research shows a third of consumers stop using them after 6 months, and that it's not necessarily the technology that keeps people motivated, it's other people.
I think that's why Fitbit is really the biggest success story in wearable tech is the social part. So you can compete with people and you can see challenges. You can
would never happen.
Right. You see like how many steps have I walked, how many have you walked, and you can create a little bit of a spontaneous challenge and motivate you to do more. But it needs to get a little smarter than that.
And it's sort of been interesting because this year the technology didn't change a lot. They just started to change a lot of the device designs to sort of get more people to buy more. And that's the idea behind it.
You know, I like most things about wearables in terms of being an incentive and measuring up your performance, except the bands. I find universally the bands are not good.
They fall off.
Right.
Exactly.
And some of them I know
fall off. Are they hard to put on?
Oh, that's a problem, too.
Charlie, if you want to give the mad
this will tell me what, when I'm under stress?
Josh, I think you need the slouching
one. It'll help you meditate. I'll take the slouch, yeah.
Thank you very much. Here,